Jim, Australia's most talked about social experiment, Married at First Sight, is certainly being talked about.
It's back, especially after last night.
Oh, 100%.
It's the worst idea ever.
Back for its eighth season. Last night, the couples officially moved in together and Confessions Week officially kicked off. Please welcome one of the grooms, Mr. Jake Edwards. Jakey, welcome.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Mate, we're going all right.
Jake, talk to us. I don't think we saw you do this last night, but everyone else ranking the other partners from good looking to least good looking.
Who thought this was a good idea, Jake?
This was not a good idea.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting exercise, isn't it? Especially when you just met someone and you're supposed to be getting off on the right foot. It was interesting.
Jake, in any of your previous relationships, have any of your current girlfriends or fiancés asked you to rank your ex-partners? Or friends' partners?
No, mate. No, not at all. Not at all, thank God.
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, look, it wasn't too...
Because apparently it's what you need to do.
Yeah, me and Nathan are very confused. They're like, well, you know, this is our Confessions Week and it's going to help you and your partner. It wasn't too bad for you, though, Jakey. Did you watch it last night? Like, a few people put you number one.
I did, mate. Yeah, I did watch it. I've been watching it every night just to make sure I know what's going on.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know. Obviously, you would have heard a lot about the editing and how that works. So.
Yeah. How did it make you feel seeing you get put near the top, if not number one, by a few of the girls, Jake?
Oh, honestly, mate, it's quite embarrassing, to be honest with you. I've copped about 100 texts from all my mates giving me a bit of slack, so it's quite funny.
Well, look, let's be honest, Jake, it's probably better to be first than last.
Yeah, I was actually messaging Patrick last night and getting stuck into him a little bit, so it was quite funny, actually.
What about, Jake, how do you reckon Rebecca would have felt seeing you put number one on so many different girls' lists?
Oh, geez, mate, you have to ask her that question. I'm not too sure.
Oh, we don't have her.
Yeah, we've only got you this morning, mate. Yeah.
how do you think she would have felt?
I'm not sure. I mean, obviously, you guys have seen how we've started our relationship, so... Yeah, maybe not necessarily sex on a stick type of stuff, but who knows? Who knows, mate? Who knows?
Well, Jake, you just mentioned before about, you know, the edit and stuff and you're watching the show. How have you felt you've come across so far on the show?
Look, for me, mate, going into it was pretty just me being me, you know, just myself. And I think I've come across that way so far. And it's kind of frustrating for me, I guess, to hear a lot of people talk about the edit and things like that. I think the producers can only work with what they've got. So at the end of the day, they don't make you force you do anything. So at the end, mate, it is what it is. And yeah, I'm happy so far, but you just have to wait and see.
Still more to come. Well, what about the other side of it too, Jakey? Like, you know, the history, I mean, you know, I don't know how much you read or watch, but there's all these posts, there's stuff about your ex-fiance. Do you read any of that?
No, I don't. I honestly don't. I mean, to be honest, the ex-fiance thing is a little bit hard not to kind of read something about it.
Yeah.
I do have friends and family kind of keep me up to date with what's going on there. But, yeah, mate, hopefully now I've addressed that and we can all move on, which, again, I wish her the best and hopefully we can just move forward, mate, from here.
Well, that's the key, isn't it, moving forward? I mean, what about all the rumours about the Jess from The Bachelor?
No, yeah. It's just funny, isn't it? Like, you can't even just go out and have a friendly wine now with a mate of mine without, being accused of dating. And Jess and I are just mates, and I think she's seen someone else. So,
when you guys went out and had a drink with Jess Brody from The Bachelors, who we're talking about.
You know what you need to do, Jake? You need to get someone else to write order and chaos on their hands just to really confuse people.
But when, you know what, like, I didn't realise how big a cult following reality TV
it's
is.
Huge.
Like,
oh, mate. It's Matt. You can't get away with anything. So did you...
Oh, it's insane.
When you... I mean, when that picture went up of you and Jess, did you think that anybody would react that way?
Not at all. Not at all. I honestly didn't even know that I was in the background, my hand and the tattoos and that. It just shows you just how relentless people are in picking up on things like that. So Jess and I just laugh about it.
Well, you guys are good friends. You guys are good friends, aren't you? You and Jess.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, if the situation was ever right, do you reckon you and Jess could potentially go on a proper date?
No, I wouldn't have thought so, mate. No.
Oh, you never know.
Oh, you know,
Bit of chaos.
Me and Nath hang out. People think we're dating all the time. Well, Jakey, I mean, we're still early days with it. I mean, how's it been? And without giving too much away of the future, have you enjoyed your time on the show?
Yeah, I have. Honestly, I have. Looking back now, I certainly don't regret any of my time on the show. And I'm looking forward to see what comes up. And I'm looking forward to seeing the reaction of Australia, mate. I mean, it's a great series, and I think the cast are perfect. I think everyone gets along with, you know, everyone at some point.
A few headbutts here and there. But yeah, otherwise, yeah, pretty good.
There's obviously a lot of drama, mate, and it's like I spoke about the other day. It's like a footy team, right? You can't get along with everyone. Mm-hmm. And there's certainly a few occasions that will pop up that, yeah, it's quite interesting.
Well, who do you think is the, you know, every footy team has a bad apple. You know, that's just the way it is, as long as they perform on the
who,
day.
Who are you butting heads with in the team?
Who do you think the bad apple is of the group?
Who do you guys think is at the moment?
I'd say probably for me it'd either be Bryce or Sam. I just think, especially Sam the other night when he was like talking about, you know, the chicks and his partner. I don't know. I feel like Sam could be the bad apple for me. What do you think?
Are we close with that, Jake?
No, look, Sammy's actually not a bad fella. He's someone that I actually get along with. A few things he said on the last couple of nights haven't been great. He's been a bit of an idiot at times, but. I think keep an eye on Bryce. I mean, Bryce is the one.
Okay.
So keep an eye out.
I wasn't too far from that. Yeah. He's not the one who hits on the new, was it the new expert? Alessandra. He's not the one who hits on her, is he?
I can confirm that that's a no.
Okay.
But that does happen, but I won't tell you who that is.
It's not you. It better not be you, Jake. You're too good. You're one of our faves. Okay.
Yeah, don't do that to us, Jake. Don't do that to us.
All right, Jakey, mate, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. All the best with the rest of the season. We'd love to chat to you again, bud.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Good on you, Jakey. There you go. Good luck.
Yeah, look, I did say Bryce first and Sam second, so, you know, yeah, 1A, 1B.
Didn't bat an eyelid at Bryce, though, did he?
He was just waiting for the opportunity to go, yeah, it's Bryce.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.